This is PRI News. I'm Paul James. British Prime Minister Theresa May raising the London terror threat level from severe to critical. This follows an explosion on London's Underground Friday morning, which left 29 people injured. Most of the victims of the morning rush hour attack in West London suffering from burns. Mark Rowley, head of counterterrorism with London's Metropolitan Police, says there's going to be an additional 1,000 armed and unarmed police mobilized in the wake of the attack. Police still trying to determine who is behind the attack, the Islamic State claiming responsibility. Friday morning's attack, the fourth to take place in the British capital so far this year. The UN Security Council issuing new condemnation of North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it highly provocative. Comes on the heels of North Korea firing another missile over Japan's northern island of Hokkaido on Friday. The UN Security Council holding an emergency session in the hours following the latest missile launch. A council statement emphasizing the vital importance of North Korea immediately showing sincere commitment to denuclearization through concrete action. Also stressing the importance of working to reduce tension on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's latest missile launch comes just days after it conducted its latest nuclear test, which Pyongyang says was a hydrogen bomb. In response, the UN Security Council putting new sanctions on the country. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying that his government is going to hold off on expressing its position on the planned independence referendum in Iraq for that country's Kurdish population. Iraq's Kurdish regional parliament intending to hold a regional referendum on September the 25th. Erdogan says he intends to announce Turkey's position on the vote after his administration holds a Security Council meeting this coming week. He is on record saying that Turkey will not allow any move which could threaten Iraq's territorial integrity. Turkish government has been battling a long-running insurgency amongst its Kurdish population. It's believed many of the Kurdish rebels have bases in neighboring Iraq. Chinese authorities putting 31 people under criminal coercive measures in connection with a construction platform collapse in Jiangxi late last year that killed 73 people. The coercive measures can include summons by force, bail, residential surveillance, detention, or arrest. A state council investigation concluding the collapse of the platform, a workplace safety accident caused in part due to lax supervision. Platform being used to help construct a cooling tower at a power plant collapsing in the city of Fengcheng in November, killing 73 workers and injuring two others, most of the victims falling from a height of around 70 meters. Authorities have since revoked the work safety license of the company who was building that cooling tower. It's been announced that Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong due to make an official visit to China this coming week. Lee Hsien Loong will be in China from the 19th to the 21st. He's due to hold a series of meetings with Chinese leaders. He's also due to make a stop in the province of Fujian as part of his time in China. Philippine government announcing that it's going to be sending economic managers to China next month to promote the government's planned multi-billion-dollar infrastructure plan. Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez will lead a delegation to discuss preparations for the Philippines' big-ticket infrastructure projects, some of which could be partially financed by the Chinese government. The Duterte administration has plans to spend $176 billion U.S. dollars on the program over the next 5 years. Philippine authorities say the so-called Build program will be funded through local taxes, as well as foreign development aid and commercial loans. Hainan Airlines launching a new flight to the Serbian capital Belgrade, a new service part of an extension of its existing flights to Prague. Serbia's prime minister on hand to welcome the first plane load of 200 passengers to Belgrade's airport on Friday. New route from Beijing to Belgrade via Prague will run on Mondays and Fridays. Airbus helicopters saying that China has now become its top market for its civil aviation helicopters. Airbus receiving 49 orders last year from China. Company says it foresees potential demand for 1,000 helicopters in China over the next decade. Airbus helicopters are breaking ground on a new assembly line in Qingdao this year. Eurozone finance ministers set to discuss the state of Greek reforms and the taxation of the digital economy in a series of meetings in Tallinn, Estonia. EU executives set to begin work on a list of legal options about how to make digital multinationals such as Google and Facebook pay more taxes. These companies have been accused of paying too little in European taxes by redirecting their profits to a low-rate tax country. A series of plans to try to fix this will be presented to EU finance ministers when they meet on September the 29th. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.